of the things I love about our church, our community, is so much happens even before the message. You know, I think in a lot of churches, a lot of people, they think that church is all about the sermon. That's what it is. It's about the sermon. It's only about the message. And the message, obviously, is so important that we're getting fed, and we do get amazing sermons here. But I love that we have so much church before the message even starts. This morning alone, you've already heard it, we had a group of men over at the Larsons praying over their home, praying over each room. You know, that's community. We just dedicated Graham. Community. So much happens even before we get into the message. So I love that. And to me, and I think to so many of us, it's such a testimony of Kevin and the community that he has been given charge over and that he shepherds. And it starts ultimately in the Lord and Kevin's fear of the Lord, of taking who he has been given seriously. And it just goes from top down. And we reap the benefit of his leadership. And I wanted to read from Acts 20:28. And this is Paul to the leaders in Ephesians. So he's talking to leaders. He's talking to pastors. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I'm going to read that same verse out of the message. Again, it's two pastors. Now it's up to you. Be on your toes, both for yourselves and your congregation of sheep. That's us. We're the sheep. The Holy Spirit has put you in charge of these people, God's people they are, to guard and protect them. God himself thought they were worth dying for. We are so blessed to have Kevin, who is obedient to this calling. And I didn't know what a pastor was until I met Kevin. I always thought it was a teacher. I was a teacher. Got to be a good teacher. And he is an amazing teacher. But he is such a shepherd of this flock. I think we can all give stories of hours that he has spent with us, with your kids, with friends, and just sitting here. He's one of the last to leave. And you'll see him in chairs just pouring his heart out to people. So we're so blessed. And we have a little video from somebody who also wants to add a little something.
Hey, Pastor Kevin. Hello, SCC family.
Hi.
We're in Leipzig, Germany, and the church behind us is the one we're working at here as part of our project. This community is a really wonderful community. It's a mixed one of German and there's actually a very large Persian community as well. We've been working on this old church built in 1893. There's a great history here of the church really fighting on behalf of the community. And it's been really fun to be a part of their history as it goes forward. We want to take a moment to say how much we appreciate you and love you as our pastor.
It's Pastor Appreciation Day up at church, and we miss you guys. But we wanted to make sure we were part of a little message to Pastor Kevin. We appreciate you so much. Yeah. You have made a huge difference in our family's life. And us as a young couple, yes, we first got married, and pastoring us and mentoring us. And we couldn't be more thankful for the spiritual father you are to us, and just your care for our family, and even just your care for us on this trip, your support of us. And that goes to actually the whole church. You guys, thank you so much for praying for us and being with us the whole time. We can't wait. We'll be home in 6 weeks. And we have seen God move in so many countries and so many people. We can't wait to share stories and to fellowship and worship together again. So we love you. Happy Appreciation Day, Kevin.
Love you, Pastor Kevin.
We're so thankful for you.
We miss you, Pastor Kevin.
See you soon. Bye, guys. Bye.
Did you know?
No.
So.
Go ahead and speak now.
Yeah. So today is Pastor Appreciation. I'm going to bring Bill up. He's going to share for a brief moment. And we are then going to open it up to some of you if you would like to share our appreciation of our pastor. obviously, we want to be mindful of the time. So we'll want to keep our remarks brief, 2 to 3 minutes. I'm going to have my phone set up here with a countdown. You'll just see it going. No, just be mindful of the time, but Bill, why don't you share?
This is Pastor Appreciation Sunday. It is should be every Sunday, but I just want to be allow time for others. I'm going to be real short. I want to read a scripture and read a 30-second little thing so I don't eat up the clock. Scripture says, "But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work." I know this is very uncomfortable, Kevin, but this is part of the call on your life. A lot can be said, Kevin and Dudley, about your character, integrity, honesty, and service to the Lord and his body. However, we want to tell you who you are and what you mean to us. First of all, for Shay and I, you've been friends, role models, mentors, servants, and leaders. Your patience, listening ear, and godly counsel has encouraged, sustained, and drawn us into the Father's redemption, grace, and mercy. We can't imagine life lived apart from your love and your friendship. We are blessed because you two are a blessing to us in this community. I love you dearly. Next.
All right, I'll have Max and Susan, then we'll have Joe.
Done in their lives. So enjoy those fruits of your labor. It's so appropriate that last week Kevin was talking about friendship because I think everybody in this room can attest that Kevin's been a friend to them before he was a pastor, a lot of people. And in our lives, definitely him and Dudley have been our best friends over the years. And I can't say more than enough that every step of our journey through our life, our adulthood in the last 20-some years that we've known him, Kevin's been there for us, and Dudley's been there for Susan and me. So the friendship, to me, is somebody that's there standing with you, that respects you, that's accountable, and Kevin is all of those things. So he was definitely our friend before he was our pastor, and we want to know that we love you both and that we thank you for your friendship over the years.
I like that he included Dudley because, Kevin, you are my pastor, and I've never wanted to take for granted how great you are and what a pastor you are. Max and I have experienced probably in the last 6 years of being in a body of a different body, and it just shows just Kevin goes over and beyond, I believe, as a pastor and as a teacher. And I'm so appreciative of that of you, but also of you too, Dudley, because you know, at the beginning we were friends in the neighborhood, and Kevin's up here in the pulpit telling us and teaching us. And he has, in my life and in Max's life, separately and together, have encouraged us in our faith, just walking it out. I can start from the beginning. When I met him and Dudley, my faith really grew, and my marriage got better, and life got better, being with him and how he's encouraged me in the body. And then even going through my health issues, they're always there for us, including all of you, too. But they're just amazing people, and I'm thankful for them. And thank you, Dudley, in the back works. And when Kevin's not in front of my face, you're behind there telling me what I need to hear. In love and grace, both of you are both like that. Thank you.
And then we're going to go ahead and open it up to anybody else who wants to come up and share.
I was telling a couple guys before church yesterday, I was at a real estate investment conference in LA, and the closing speaker was Tony Robbins. And people pay up to 10 grand to hear that guy speak. And he went through his hoopla, fire came out of the stage, and he pumped everybody up. And people were just, he was doing his thing, and they were just eating out of the palm of his hands. Like they were looking for him to change their life in 3 hours. And we came out, and my buddy I was with was all fired up, and he's like, "Man, wasn't it?" And I said, he's a great speaker. I said, you know what, I don't feel any different than when I came in. I said, to be honest, I got more pumped in my last men's retreat than I did in there. And and I said, the sad thing is everybody in that room was looking for something. And I said, I feel blessed that I already got it. And I've been a part of this community since 1994, since my senior year of high school. My whole adult life, I've been part of this church. I've grown up in this community. I'm blessed that my kids are growing up in this community. A large part of who I am as a man, who I am as a father, a husband, a leader in my business, is because of walking out life with the men in this room. And Kevin has really led that charge. For me, there were the summers in Mexico with both he and Dudley. There was Kevin leading us through our premarital counseling, you know, marrying us, counseling us after the marriage, walking me through some, you know, really rough times, and celebrating with me in my victories. And he's been a father figure. He's been an example. I look up to him, and I just want to thank you for how you've invested in me and in my family. And I appreciate, and I'm proud to call you my pastor.
Well, my name is Ethan Horn. I just wanted to say, I like Pastor Kevin because he's really funny and he preaches straight from the Bible, and he talks about a lot of complicated issues that other churches don't talk about. And I've been living in Mission Viejo since 2003. That's 14 years now. And so I'm just very grateful to live nearby such a great church. A great church that has a great pastor, and I couldn't be more thankful. So thank you, Pastor Kevin, for your teaching and preaching and all of the great messages that you bring us to all of us at Silent Covenant Church.
Can't top that, Ethan. I just want to say a blessing over Kevin. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you peace. There's so much we have in this congregation to be thankful for. And Kevin is Kevin and Dudley, to Elise and I, are just a tremendous blessing, and have been for, well, close to 40 years. And without you, our lives would be really different. And with you, our lives are good. So thank you.
Heart is pounding in your chest, that's the Lord saying, get on up there.
Well, I've known Kevin and Dudley as long as I've known all of you, and my husband Fred, who works weekends, has been even here longer than that. And I showed up 10 years ago as Fred's girlfriend, and I walked in, the first thing I saw was I had, like, dressed up, you know, because that's what we used to do at my old church. And I came in, and I was all dressed up, and I asked Fred, I said, you didn't tell me you could wear jeans. You know, I was like, ah, which is just part of what, I mean, I love that this is such a family. And but I started here as, you know, the girlfriend, and then we got engaged, and Kevin and Dudley have just been great friends, and also Kevin did all our premarital counseling, which was wonderful, And as Joe said, the post-marital counseling after he married us. And we learned one thing, too, from Kevin, that when we got married, we made one rule. And the one rule is it only takes one vote to call Kevin. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who has the vote. And what's interesting is it works almost as a deterrent. Which is, I mean, it's good because if somebody says, you know, well, I think we ought to call Kevin, the other one goes, yeah, okay. Tomorrow, you make the appointment. But thank you. You've been through the ups and the downs and anchor through loss of my father and family, and just love you guys so much. Thank you.
Oh, this is good. We've been friends, I think, 37 years. And what I enjoyed was during the dedication, you were talking about generations and history and family. And Catherine and Curtis and Gwen are here now. And a big part of the reason they're here is because of you and everybody in this room. And we've appreciated you counseling us through our marriages. And now the thought of you counseling Catherine and Curtis and hopefully Gwen in future years is so comforting. I just love knowing that the history we've had together is going to carry on and the next generations in our family.
Yeah, when you were doing the dedication and talking about the heritage, that's just one of the first things I think about with the two of you for our family is the heritage. You know, we showed up. First of all, at Sedebaca's house, so many.
Good to see you, Mark.
So many years ago, but we've watched each other's children grow. But now we've got our own relationship with your kids that's so precious to us. You talk about heritage; it just is. You raised this family of your own that is ministering to ours. I mean, when does that happen? We love you and we appreciate both of you so much.
Oh. How many couples in this church have you married, Kevin?
Yeah, well, we're standing up here to correct something that our parents said, because that's what we do as kids. We correct their statements now. You weren't part of the reason for us coming down here. You were the whole reason for us coming down here. Both of us, Curtis and I, made choices against things that we wanted in our career to come down and be part of this community. So thank you for creating something that was that worth pursuing, that we wanted to say no to those things, to be here and to get healthy in our marriage and to support Gwen in a new way. So we just honor you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for walking the walk. I assume because you're people that you've struggled. But you can see in your family and in this congregation that you guys are true through and through and honest. And there's no other shoe to drop. There's no hiding skeletons in the closet. And that's hard to do, I know. But you guys really do it. And you set the example in word and deed. And that's pretty awesome. Thank you.
Still got all our teeth. Curtis, that's a great point that you said about Kevin. And I know that Kevin has made it a point to establish himself in Proverbs from an early age when he became a believer right out of the chute. He just said, you know what, I'm going to commit those verses and those principles to my life. And there's so much that can be said. And when you're sitting there and your heart's pounding, Mike, you know, you're thinking about so many things you could say about this, about Dudley and Kevin especially, but I've been listening to this one podcast, thanks to Dale, and in it, the guy talking to the pastor in there says, you know, your nickname is Slasher. And the reason for that is, and I kind of see you as this, you're pastor slash laborer slash friend slash intercessor slash counselor, all these things. You are a slasher. And I'm so grateful that, you know, God took a hold of your heart and that you are not going to be another lawyer in that line of lawyers. And I got nothing against lawyers, Brad. But I'm so appreciative because you easily could have gone there and then, boy, would our lives have been different. So thank you, Kevin. Thank you for your life verse, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom. You've helped me to do that, helped me and our family as well. And it took a lot to get Jenny up here, so she's going to share some.
You're worth it, Kevin. Yes, so I just start crying immediately. So I'm, I'll just say, Curtis said it. He stole my words. You walk your talk. And that's the first thing I always say about you when I describe you. He's a man who, through and through, I've seen you tested in so many situations, and you stay firm in your faith, and you are such an example. And you made it an eternal difference in our entire family's life, including my parents. And we thank you for that. You're a safe place, Kevin. When I see my kids talking to you after church, there's no better feeling knowing that you're sowing into them and that they get a piece of you. And Dudley, you as well, you are the most genuine person. You're as real as they come, and you are such a good friend to so many, and you're an example of what a friend is. I see you as people that you don't know that you come across on the airplane or anywhere, and you make conversation and you care. You don't just do it to do it. You really care and are interested in other people, and you take that interest in your friends, and it shows. And it's such an incredible example to me and to other women. So thank you. Bless you guys.
Hello. So I'm, you know, we've got an influx of millennials, so I don't feel pressure to represent all of them. So I just will tell a personal story that I feel like really reflects our relationship and what I appreciate about you. It was a few months ago after one of our talks when I came in, and one of those where I was really throwing it back, and it was good. It was good. And it always causes me to think, and I was heading down to San Diego directly after, and I left, like, really encouraged, but also just like, yeah, you know. And I went to this place where you can, like, watch these boats, right? And I was kind of just, like, marinating off of everything you said and just anything. Anyway, so it's this area where little boats can, like, launch and whatever. And I was watching these two guys, these two bros, that's millennial speak for silly youths, and they're sitting there, and they're in this boat where it doesn't look like they know how to really use it, but they've got this anchor, and they're fighting against this anchor, right? And they're just trying to pull it up, and they can't figure it out, and they're just trying to go. Finally, boat patrol? I don't know. I'm not a sportswoman. The CIA flew in. No, it was Harbor Patrol. That's what it is. That's the one. The Harbor Patrol came in, and they start, like, making the announcement and saying, like, hey, don't cast off, because if you would have cast off, you would hit rocks. I guess they had rocks. And it was just funny that it happened right after we'd had our talk, because I just kind of laughed because I was thinking, I was like, oh, I feel like that's been a lot of our relationship, is you've always been an anchor in my life, and I've always tried to resist it, and I've always tried to pull and pull and pull, but you've been an anchor, and I really feel like when I think of you, that's kind of what I think of, and that's what I think of in a lot of people's lives, And I think it takes a certain strong kind of person to actually be an anchor, especially when there's so much resistance. I don't know if anyone else is giving as much as me, but I really love you, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you've been in my life. And Dudley, you guys are a combo. Dudley's not an anchor, but she's better. So I love you, I appreciate you, and I know so many people can say the same thing about what you've been in their life, and I just think you should really take it in.
I just wanted to say thank you for investing in my parents' life, because I'm a product of my parents, which means whatever you put into them, I get to. So I just want to thank you for that. Also, after church, ask me questions about how's life going, how's school, how's sports. It really means a lot to me, and it shows that you really care, because some people, you know, could always be like, hey, how you doing? And then they don't really care. You just give them one word answer, they walk away. But you actually care and ask questions about it, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Pastor Kevin and Dudley. You guys are just so great to this church, and you've just supported my family and I and my extended family and all that you guys have done. You guys always bring joy to my life when I come to this church and I get to see you up here, like, making jokes and, like, telling scripture and stuff. And I just thank you, Pastor Kevin and Dudley. You guys do so much for this church.
That was my cue. So some of you know that I've had many opportunities to be out and about in not just Mission Viejo, but beyond, and have had many opportunities to talk to people. We eventually get to, you know, if they know that I'm a Christian, what church do you go to? And it's been a joy to be able to say to them, I go to Saddleback Covenant Church, you know, not the big Saddleback, the little one. And not that we have anything against the big one. I always make sure that I say that. I said, but my church is very different and unique. And I say, I've been there for 39 years, 1979. And the response that I get is not just amazement, it is shock. It is shock. And it's because in Orange County, you could go to, there are so many churches and so many good churches. So for somebody to be at a church like Dale and Elise and many of you that are in here for so many years, it is amazing. For Catherine and Curtis to say, we made decisions about our life because of you and Dudley, both of you. And so I want to thank you for all that you have meant to me, continue to mean to me. You've included me as part of your family. And I want to say one last thing. This church is very unique in that it is multi-generational. Many churches are not multi-generational. They have at least one, two generations, but to have three and four generations. So could all of you that are 18 or younger, please stand up? 18 or younger. Okay. Dudley and Kevin, take a look. And there are so many in the back. These are your legacy. Not just your grandchildren, but your spiritual grandchildren. And I know, I'm very confident that when you meet the Lord, I hope I'm standing behind you and cheering you on, because he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servants. Love you.
Okay, normally I leave this to RJ because I just start crying. I lived in your house when I was a year old, and I grew up in this church with this family, and every one of you men here went to battle for my family, and Kevin, you saved my husband, and you told me that I had a voice, and you gave me permission to speak, which sounds crazy that you need that permission, but I did. And from the bottom of my heart, our marriage survived because you cared. Thank you.
Now that is tough to follow. But I really did want to come up here. A lot of you guys have been here 40, 30, 20, 10 years. We have not. We've been here less than a year. And I can tell you, it doesn't matter. You guys have taken us in, Aaron, your entire family. It's just amazing. Less than a year, we feel like we've been here forever. Not many people could do this. We were scared to death bringing four kids, 3.5 kids with us. So I'm telling you, this has been really hard, but you guys have made it really easy. And Kevin, the best compliment I can give you or to anybody, I strive to be like you every day, more and more like you every day. Better husband, better father, better person. So thank you guys. Thank each and every one of you guys, because you guys have really made Orange County, of all places. Trust me, if you would have heard what we were thinking of Orange County before we moved here, it wasn't this. So thank each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much.
So yes, my heart was pounding.
Still is.
Yeah. Kevin, I was 19 when I met you, and I was a confused young man that didn't know what the love of Christ meant. I had a loving family, but I didn't grow up in that. And I'm 43 now, and that many years ago I went to a Bible study and I met Kevin, and what I saw was somebody who really cared about me, somebody that cared about my path at such an early, I mean, just getting to know you right away. And there's many times that I'm very thankful for that, and I'm very thankful that God has put me under your care, and it's transferred over to my son and my wife and my family and my daughter. And I'm thankful for you, Dudley, being such a good friend to Emmy. And
I've already been accused on one occasion of trying to sell this church too hard. And so I've kind of stopped trying to say, I wait for the right opportunity, but it's, I love how God has worked in my heart through the two of you. And through that is just continues to exemplify God's tangible love over me, my marriage, and my family. And I love that the two of you allow us to be who we are, but yet are just so loving. And a couple people have said spiritual father. And it's funny because it's taken this many years. Tony and I have been married, what, now? How long? 15 years? And it's taken me, I know I'm not an easy cookie to crack. And I know Aaron's been a part of it. And just, I mean, it's the real deal. That's what I always tell people. It's the real deal, and I am so beyond grateful for the two of you. And Dudley, you're a huge part of it. You know, I'm just so grateful to you. You're just, like, so dear to my heart, and I adore you. So thank you so much for pouring into our lives, both of you.
So this week, when I was reflecting on what the two of you mean to me, three words came to mind, and it was pastor, shepherd, and friend. And I've heard those three words used many, many times today from many different people. And you both are that. Dudley's never really wanted to be a pastor's wife. She doesn't like that title. I don't know why. But you're definitely a shepherd to a lot of people, Dudley. You're a friend. Kevin is a pastor, a shepherd, and he's also my friend. And I do not know where I would be today honestly, if it had not been for them and this congregation, and I am so thankful for each and everyone here, but I'm particularly thankful for you guys and what you've invested in my life. And thank you.
So for time, we'll have Ryan and Fleurice. You guys are gonna have to sit back down. I'm sorry, come on. This will be our last one.
I actually just asked Ryan to come. When we came to this church, we were, I wouldn't say in the best place. We didn't have any kids, but we were welcomed for who we were, baggage and all. And Kevin and Dudley, it's not just you. It's so much you, but your kids have sown into our family so much, and that all comes from you. Kevin, I love the fact that no matter what baggage I brought, you loved me anyway. I do threaten to call you often. But I
not
never.
That often. Not that often.
But I really never have to fulfill it, because the man of God you are and the men of God you're bringing up in this church is the example that Ryan tries to set in our home. So I feel like as soon as I threaten it, it like jiggles something in there. And Aaron has been there for me, David, Matt. I definitely came here with opinions of what a Christian is and speaking other ways. And I have learned from both of you and from this congregation what it means to have the Holy Spirit and to be loved. And I thank you that my kids are being raised here. And I thank you that I can call. You haven't spanked me many times. But when I call, I know I can call you for my kids, and you will be there for us. I know, no matter day or night, and that is so comforting. So thank you. I love you both.
I think many of you have heard this story before. The first time we came to this church, when we left, I said I wasn't going to ever come back. Because it is a church that requires relationship and deep relationship, and you have to, I think we're called to be all in, and I wasn't a person that was going to be able to do that, and now after so many years, you know, there's still that, you need to do that, and it's tough, and I remember Matt saying one time, you know, at what age do you feel like you're an adult, and in thinking about that, we can be adult in age, but we're always learning from that older generation, the generation before us, and as children, looking to a pastor that we can call father, and you know the Catholic Church does that, and I always wonder why, but I kind of get it now. You know, you are a father to a lot of us, those that haven't had fathers in the past, and you're harvesting other fathers to be fathers to others, and I appreciate you both for that. So thank you very much. Love you guys.
I told you, a lot happens before the message here. So with that said, I just got about 30 minutes prepped. Honestly, I think our message is sitting right here in the front row, and their testimony. I think one of the biggest testimonies to Kevin and Dudley is their kids come to their church. You know, that speaks volumes, that their kids come to their church. And you know, I speak for the spouses that we definitely married into a pretty amazing family, and just so blessed. I know that we all are. So I know we have potluck, so if you didn't get a chance. I'm sure you could still put cards in the basket and things. But it's been such a great morning. You want to come on up? Yes.
Just as soon as he did this thing, I went, oh, no. You know, because sitting there and the words, the life, what it means to Dudley and I, you know, and it goes without saying, all honor and glory to Christ. Christ in us, the hope of glory, is the one who through us is able to do so much. You probably have noticed that from time to time, I'm really asking some of the younger men, the elders are sharing more. But there was a confusion this week about it. And I said, Mike, did you know you were sharing? He said, no, I didn't. I said, well, would you be able to share this Sunday? And Mike goes, sure, no problem. Now I know why he usually would have gone, I don't know, I can't. I mean, it's like a busy schedule. So you tricked me on that one, you really did. But, yes.
Thank you all so much. We just love each and every one of you. But I wanted to tell a little funny story about Cade. Last night I was at their house. I said, Mike, I didn't know you were sharing today. Thanks. And Cade goes, well, you know, it's the Sunday. Everybody says something nice about Papa. I went, oh, it is. But I didn't tell him. It was a surprise.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Well, we'll visit out here. There's a potluck outside, and looks like the clouds are broken. Let's close with a song. Let's stand, and Lord, we this is our blessing over the food too. Thank you for the food. Thank you for Annette and all the men and women, Lord, that work to get the grills going and just to make another day today where we have fellowship unto you. So thank you, Lord.